Hey there, folks. We're at the NRB. I'm sitting here with the author of a book on a subject that I find very important and exciting. The book is titled Frozen But Not Forgotten, An Adoptive Dad's Step-by-Step Guide to Embryo Adoption. Nate Birt, B-I-R-T, welcome to the program.
Eric, thanks for having me.
I'm so glad. When you popped over here, this is a great thing about NRB, people just sort of pop up. And this is a subject. I've got a friend who has worked, he's a writer, he's done all kinds of stuff, and he and his wife adopted two embryos, implanted, gave birth to these lovely boys that I've met.
Great.
And I said, you need to write a book about this. This is insane. This is amazing. And he still hasn't done that. I hope he will. But you, young man, have. It's titled Frozen But Not Forgotten. So tell us your story. I mean, this is just extraordinary.
Absolutely. So my wife, Julie, and I have three biological sons. We've never faced infertility, but my wife's background is in medical research.
Okay, now hold on a second. You look like a teenager. How could you possibly have three biological sons?
I'm 33. I get that all the time.
You're 33?
I look like I'm in high school.
I think you need to put on some weight and grow a beard because nobody will believe you. You really do. You look wonderfully young. So you have three biological kids.
Yes.
Okay.
Ages 7 down to age 4.
Okay.
And so I approached my wife and said, look, I think we need to have a fourth. And my wife said, okay, but we're going to look into embryo adoption.
Now, where did she get that idea?
So she had heard about this from friends of ours. She worked doing research on endometriosis, which is a common infertility challenge for many women.
Yeah.
And so she felt called to do this. As Christians, we understand that life begins at conception. And in doing homework, we realized there are more than 1 million frozen embryos in the United States alone.
I mean, this is so crazy. I was talking to Nick Loeb. He's the director of Roe v. Wade. He was engaged to Sophia Vergara, and there's this battle over these embryos. It's just an amazing story that with the technology we have these new problems and these new blessings. Now, where do you and your wife live?
Sure. So we live in northeast Missouri in a little town called Mexico.
A little town. So you do live in Mexico.
That's exactly right.
You came to this then through your wife. She brought this to your attention.
That's right. The first time my wife approached me, I can remember distinctly. I was...
Pull your microphone up just a little bit there. There you go.
Absolutely. Thank
yeah.
you.
Go ahead.
So we were in the basement. My wife said, this is what we're going to do. And so I proceeded to go into our bedroom where I think I was doing something random, like folding laundry, and just kind of pouted and said, I don't think I can ever do something like this. Having a child that's not related to me, I don't know how this would work. And over time, studying scripture, praying about it, it made sense for our family to pursue embryo adoption through Nightlight Christian Adoptions, which is the agency we worked with, has the oldest adoption program for embryos in the world.
You mean there are adoption programs for embryos?
Absolutely. And they're modeled.
And they have the world's tiniest orphanages, right?
Yeah, absolutely. These embryos are in frozen storage around the country. And
I mean,
we prefer not to, and if I could correct you for
yeah.
a moment, we prefer not to use the term orphanages because it suggests they've been forgotten.
I was obviously being a jerk when I said that. But I mean, it's just an amazing thing. You have people who could help you find. And, you know, it's funny, too. We say embryos, right? But they're children.
They're babies.
In embryo form.
Absolutely.
Just as you once were. I never was. I skipped that stage. I'm very bright, and I was able to skip that stage. I went to
high IQ.
I went right from zygote to, never mind. So, but seriously, it's an amazing thing. So your wife knew about this, and you just said that, you know, you prayed, and this is one of those cases where you can't, like, flip through scripture, and there's some place in Malachi referring to frozen embryos. Like,
right.
No, it doesn't refer to that.
No. And I think to your point, you know, we recognize life begins at conception, but to your point earlier, technology has outstripped sort of our thinking about the morality and the spiritual implications
right.
of having these remaining embryos.
Right.
And there are many families who go through in vitro fertilization and have frozen embryos, and then the challenge becomes, do we destroy them? Do we donate them to research? Or
yeah.
do we place for adoption? And so
yeah.
that's where our placing family, we're so grateful they recognize the value of these babies.
Unbelievable. And so you wrote a book about it, obviously. Now, right now, you adopted this embryo, and when did your wife give birth? What's the timeline here?
You bet. So we spent about 2 years in the adoption process. My wife gave birth to our baby Phoebe, who's on the cover of the book, a year ago. And so she just celebrated her first birthday last weekend with a Raggedy Ann-themed party and a smash cake that she got all over her face and absolutely loved.
I got to say, I mean, if you ever wanted to know what an embryo looks like a little bit after it's an embryo, you know, you look at one of these pictures. I don't know if we can get this on the screen for those who have the ability to look at us on the camera. It's just, it brings it all home. This glorious child who will one day, by God's grace, be a beautiful young woman and even better, someday an old woman with grandchildren, was a frozen embryo.
Yes.
And you made a choice. And as a result, you have this glorious little baby.
It's such a blessing, Eric. And, you know, you think about all of these embryos that are waiting for someone to advocate on their behalf. They're looking for families. They're looking for people who aren't heroes, who I'm not anything special. My wife's nothing. She's a wonderful woman. I love her to death. But it takes people to step up and learn and to take action. And so whether you're going through frozen embryo adoption, domestic adoption, international adoption, these are all children made in God's image, and we all have a responsibility to that next generation.
Well, I guess one question that people would have initially, they'd say, well, okay, I get this, but why would I adopt an embryo when there are children that need to be adopted? In other words, I'm not sure that I understand that myself. How does that work?
Sure. So I would say that all options of adoption are very valid,
yeah.
That no one is better than the other. But I would say that if you believe that God creates life at conception, then an embryo is a child just as a child who's already born. Now, that, you know, some people argue, well, you shouldn't do embryo adoption because you're bringing them into a world of suffering. But if you also think it...
What other world do we have to bring them into, unfortunately?
Absolutely.
There's no plan B. This is it.
This
Sorry.
Is it.
Yeah.
And these are people who will grow up and, to your point, grow old, Lord willing, have children, be an impact on our economy, on our faith life. And so I think just looking at her eyes and thinking every day, and I see her and my son's playing with her and laughing and giggling, like, this is a baby who can impact the world for good. And so that's the opportunity that we have. And to your point, all children are valuable. But these are children that often get overlooked because, as you said earlier, they're in clinics, in frozen storage, and people either deliberately or accidentally forget and just don't have this internal wrestling. They don't know what to do.
It just doesn't seem possible. This is so amazing. The book is Frozen But Not Forgotten by Nate Birt, B-I-R-T. Now, did you say that, when was this baby born? What's the name of this baby?
Phoebe was born on March 20th of 2018.
Okay, so that's right. So
she was frozen
over
10
a year
years.
Ago. She was frozen 10 years?
10 years.
Okay, this is getting into science fiction.
It does sound like that.
She's like 11 years human and 1 year old.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It's unbelievable.
It's amazing what we can do.
Wow. She was frozen for 10 years. I mean, even the fact that I'm saying she was frozen for 10 years, what? Like, it's amazing.
It really is. And it's just one of those things that I'm grateful that the technology exists that allowed her to be safe. But I think if more people knew about this, perhaps we would have more people pursuing embryo adoption and less people perhaps pursuing in vitro fertilization or things like that.
Well, and you know, the thing about embryo adoption also, obviously it enables you as parents to experience your own pregnancy. What a concept.
Absolutely. And that's why many couples, the majority of couples are not like my wife and I. My wife and I had no infertility challenges.
Yeah.
But many who pursue embryo adoption successfully have been through IVF or have been through challenges like that. And this is a real opportunity and a blessing for their families.
And just to get really specific and scientific, how many cells are these embryos? In other words, how far along are they typically?
Usually, if I recall correctly, and I'm not a scientist, so don't quote me on this, but something like 4, 5, 6 days old. So it's at the very early stages of beginning to multiply into a number of cells.
So what are they called? Like, is that a blastocyst?
Yes, it is. I'm looking at my adoption agency.
It's a blastocyst? I remember when I was a blastocyst. I could barely speak, but...
You have an excellent memory.
Yeah, but I used crayons at that stage. But so you start out, I guess, as a zygote? Zygote, and then you're a blastocyst, and then you're a preteen, and then Bob's your uncle.
I feel like I should be taking notes here.
Life is over.
Science class.
It's just so amazing. So there's just a few cells, but the DNA is determined. It is a human being,
yes,
utterly unique in the history of the universe.
That's right.
And So I've got to ask you, have you and your wife thought about doing this again?
So I think we're done. When we adopted Phoebe, we actually adopted 3 embryos. And so one of the challenges of embryo adoption is that when you thaw an embryo after being in cryogenic storage, there's a chance that it won't survive.
Right.
And so 2 of Phoebe's siblings didn't survive.
But then it's in God's hands, right?
Absolutely.
You don't feel like, oh, we killed a child. No. You gave a child an opportunity to live. And God chose that one of them...
That is a soul that is now with God.
...would come to term.
Yes.
But it's in God's hands. And
right.
The point is, if you don't implant these embryos and try to bring them into the world, then you're playing God. And you're not playing God if you try to bring them into the world. You're trying to do what God wants us to do with every human being. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back, folks. The book is Frozen But Not Forgotten. This is the Eric Metaxas Show.
Should I listen to my